You're listening to WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. On the 4th of July, we talk about the founders who were, at first, revolutionaries, but over the course of these 244 years, activists have had to continue the fight for the ideals expressed in the founding documents, life, liberty, and equality. Among them, Frederick Douglass, who daringly escaped enslavement to become among the most well-educated, well-read, and well-spoken men of the 19th century. On July 5, 1852, Douglass delivered a stirring speech in Rochester, New York, his home at the time. Kai Wright is the host of the United States of Anxiety at WNYC Studios, and he joins me now to reflect on the words Douglass spoke then and their resonance today. Kai, thanks for joining.
My pleasure.
So firstly, Douglass was invited to give this talk. He was invited. It's important to underscore that. It was more than a decade before the start of the Civil War. It was in New York, but tensions were high. The state was heavily invested in the slave trade. Important to say that. The Fugitive Slave Law had just been passed, which was a federal law requiring Northerners to participate in returning any enslaved people who had made it to the northern free states. So, Kai, this speech was courageous and even risky for him to give, right?
It was, though by this point he had given many a risky speech. Douglass was giving speeches in which he was arguing for violent self-defense. And let's keep in mind, he was himself a fugitive slave. So he was in dangerous territory from jump, but he was also in desperate financial straits. And that was part of the reason he was invited to give this speech, was that it was a paying gig.
And Kai, we've talked many times here in the halls at WNYC, and then down when we traveled together to the Legacy Museum in Montgomery, Alabama, about the many times you've read this Frederick Douglass speech. Say more about that.
Yeah, and it's become a tradition now. I read it every July 4th since I discovered it when I was in high school, frankly. I now play an excerpt of it on our show, The United States of Anxiety, every July 4th as well. It has come to symbolize for me just how much has been done by Black people going back so long before me to try to make this country a place where me and my family and the generations that come after us can call it home and have equal opportunity. And what is really striking about the speech is, you know, Douglass was a patriot, as were many Black reformers. And despite all of the biting irony and all of the deep unflinching critique of the lies of America, ultimately what he is arguing is that the way that we were living in the 1850s was in conflict with the Constitution, that the Constitution was a radical document of liberty and that America had not lived up to it.
So take us back to that moment, Kai. We're in Rochester's Corinthian Hall. It's filled to capacity, 600 people, because Douglass is known to be a fiery and compelling speaker. And the topic is, as you say, a controversial one, to say the least. He's been invited to speak by the Rochester's Ladies Anti-Slavery Society. So with all of that in mind, Kai, can you read a passage that is most meaningful for you?
It's the same that many people would point to. It is probably the most well-known passage when he says, you know, "But what to the slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim." And he goes through a long litany of all of the hypocrisy of this day, these calls of liberty and community and prayer and him and how hypocritical they all are. And then he says, "There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour."
And we just had a national conversation around Juneteenth as a traditional African-American holiday. But as you say, Douglass speaks here about hypocrisy and actually gives this speech on July 5th, which in New York for a long time was the day African-Americans, Blacks, celebrated our independence. But it was also, Kai, a day of protest. So say a little bit more about notions of liberty and celebrating it in our African-American experience.
Well, it's just interesting that what you see is that going back centuries, Black people have been at the forefront of trying to make America great again, as it were. We have always been amongst the most patriotic, actually. And that remains true today when you look at the Black Lives Matter movement and many other movements. So liberty is, of course, deeply rooted in our community, in our traditions. And it is, in some ways, our gift to the country.
Kai Wright is the host of the United States of Anxiety at WNYC. Kai, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.